Syracuse University's men's basketball team starts its postseason journey Friday night with one player who had a unique path to the court. Imagine a world where LeBron James wasn't a household name, was never on TV, and never in the news. Well, that's pretty much what happened for Syracuse center Jesse Edwards. WAER's Olivia Conti reports it was really his brother Kai who introduced him to LeBron James and to basketball.
People say the younger sibling follows the older one. That's why the oldest are told to lead by example. The saying holds true for Jesse Edwards, who might not even be playing basketball if it weren't for his older brother, Kai.
I mean, I always remember that he was like watching crazy LeBron James videos. Yeah. Like he was like into it, you know, and then when he gets into something, he like, you know, we all started doing it for a while.
My second year of high school, I think I was supposed to be studying, and then I was just like on YouTube, like watching stuff, and then out of nowhere, like a LeBron James top 10 video popped up or something, and it was basically like the first time like finding out about that whole like, because like back home in Europe, we watch like soccer and all that stuff, like it's like big, but it's never like basketball and stuff is not on TV and stuff, or like NBA is not on TV, so then finding out about that, and then from there, like me and then Jesse and my older brother, we all like started watching basketball like a lot.
Kai is 1 year older than Jesse and played for the University of Northern Colorado. He now plays professionally in Spain. But Jesse and Kai grew up in Amsterdam, where basketball is not nearly as popular as it is in the States. So when the two started playing the game, they had to hunt down a court and would play in the most unpleasant of circumstances.
We had like one basket in the neighborhood where we used to go. It was like, even when it was snowing, it was a terrible basket, but it was like, we used to go every other day.
Yeah. So in Amsterdam or whatever, you have like so many soccer fields, but like no basketball. And then it's kind of like the opposite of like in the US, you have like basketball courts everywhere. And maybe you have like less soccer. I don't know. But like back home, we had like 20 soccer fields and then there'd be like one basketball court, or like one hoop. We would go play and like with coats on and like all this, like when the worst day, we would just stay out there for like 3-4 hours just playing like against each other and stuff.
Jesse and Kai went from playing in winter coats on rundown courts to collegiate arenas. And even though Spain is 6 hours ahead of New York, the brothers still try to watch each other's games. At least I think.
I try to like sleep on normal time usually. So like the game sometimes when they have like an afternoon game or something, I'll be able to follow it stuff. But the only thing that like, sometimes it's tricky with that, I think now we found a way to like stream the games, but like sometimes it's certain games are like harder to, if you're like in Europe, it's sometimes harder to like watch them online and stuff because you need certain passes or.
That's what they say, just so they don't have to watch. Good excuse, bro. Good excuse.
But like the other way around is nice because I usually play at like 9 p.m. and then Jesse could like watch my, even though he doesn't do it either.
I always watch the games.
One person who most definitely watches both Jesse and Kai's games is their father. For him, time difference makes no difference.
Our dad would always stay up like at 4 a.m. watching games, like listening to the radio.
Yeah, he watches.
It's crazy. Yeah. Or like last year when I played in Colorado, Jesse would play on Tuesday night at like 2 a.m. for him. And then Wednesday night, I would play at like 4 a.m. Like, and even after like four nights a week, he was like staying up all night. 5 years ago, he knew nothing. He knew nothing about basketball. And now he's suddenly like, he knows it all.
Jesse is just one of 34 players from the Netherlands in all of NCAA men's basketball, and just one of two in the ACC. Tonight, he gets his first real taste of March Madness. Olivia Conti, WAER Sports.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.